It's a great day on the Bomber Nation. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz. I'm Principal Jacob Jenkins here with Dean of Students, Paul Rudolph. We've got a lot of events coming up, but before we get to events, Paul, I thought maybe we should talk a little bit about maybe some baseball or softball or track. We're having quite a good season here.
We are. There's been a lot of positive. The girls on the softball side now have been, just like the baseball boys, have been postponed due to the wind and cold and a little bit of rain early in the week, but continue to do really good things. And obviously we've had a slow end of the week this week,
right?
But I'll get right into it. Tonight, if you're running around Friday night, the girls do play a makeup game in the bubble over at Minas State tonight at about 8:30 against Renville County, which should be a good one. And then rolling into next week on April 23rd, Tuesday, they play in Burlington at 4:30. And then they have a jamboree on the 26th and 27th over at the South Hill Softball Complex, in Minot. The track kids, the junior high, will be heading to Carrington on Tuesday, and they'll be heading to Stanley on Thursday, the 25th. The varsity track will be heading to Stanley on Tuesday and will be heading to Rugby on Friday, the 26th. The elementary boys basketball team heads to Surrey on Monday, the 22nd. They play their last home game on Tuesday, the 23rd versus Kenmare. And then they finish off the week versus Velva over in Velva on the 25th on Thursday. The baseball boys play Renville County up in Lansford at 4:30 on Tuesday, the 23rd. The schedule says we play Newtown on the 25th. That is not true. Newtown has dropped their program this year, so that game will not be made up. But we do play Ray in Berthold on Friday, April 26th at 4 p.m., and then we play Central McLean, and we're doing something a little different. We're meeting Central McLean down in White Shield on Saturday, April 27th, and that's 11 a.m. start. And that was just brought on by really, I was down in White Shield, and they said they got a brand new facility, and they're trying to spark some interest in baseball. And I said, God, we'd be interested in seeing if I can get somebody to meet us halfway. And so, yeah, it's a little probably odd or different, however you want to look at it, but
it's nice though that it's not so far then,
you not know? So far for us, not so far for them, yeah, and hopefully kind of we can spread the goodwill of baseball in the area. So that's don't remember tonight. The girls play tonight at 8:30 at the bubble, and then otherwise that's next week for the week April 22nd through the 27th.
You know, we just want to remind everyone to make sure to keep an eye on the app and our website, because especially like this week with all the changes given to the weather, we're going to post all those changes in our live feed, and that live feed is on the website and the app. And so if you're wondering if something's still going on, that's the place to look right there. If you're not receiving our messages, let us know too, and we'll make sure that you get messages when we send out, because we usually send out a message on the app and sometimes through text as well. So lots of great stuff coming up.
Good stuff.
Yeah. One thing too, next week, Friday, is the elementary math track meet. And that is being hosted down by North Shore Plaza. So elementary math track meet students will leave Berthold around 11:30. And then that math track meet starts down at North Shore Plaza around 12:15, 12:30. They compete against, I think it's 6 or 7 regional schools. It might even be a few more than that.
Yeah. I think we had about 9 or 10 last year.
That sounds right.
Alexander, yeah. I mean, Delax, Stanley.
True. NSP,
obviously. NSP. I don't remember. Kenmare was there. Powers Lake was there.
Quite a few.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we filled up the one side of the bleachers over there.
Yeah, we filled up the gym.
Yeah, when we got done.
It was great. Right. So that's going on, and we're really excited. The kids have been practicing, and they're pretty excited for that, too. So a real full week here. And if you're keeping track, graduation is on the 19th of May at 2 p.m. So we're just a few weeks away. Last day of school, just to remind you, is May 17th. Lots going on, and a lot of exciting things. It's been pretty fun watching our boys and girls. They've been really playing hard and working hard this year, and it's certainly paying off.
Yes, it is.
Well, everyone, go ahead and stay tuned here on the Bomber Buzz. We've got a special guest, Braylon, coming up here next, and then we've got two senior spotlights on deck today. So some pretty fun stuff here on the Bomber Buzz. Berthold Farmers Elevator is open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you have spring wheat, corn, canola, durum, yellow peas, or feed barley, make sure to give them a call at 453-3431. Visit their website at bertholdfarmers.com for the latest in market, weather, and news information. Berthold Farmers Elevator is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. Welcome back to the Bomber Buzz. We said that we had a special guest here, and we sure do. Joining us here today is Braylon Flagel. Braylon, welcome to the Bomber Buzz.
Thanks.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you on here. Mr. Rudolph, why don't you tell us why Braylon's on the Buzz today?
Well, because he's always a nice guy, good person. Always seems like he's got a little bit of time for everybody. Greets and smiles at everybody. And does a good job in the school, in the classroom.
That's right. And so we wanted you to get to know Braylon. So we got some questions here, Braylon, we're going to ask and get to know you a little bit.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, I live here in Berthold. My dad, he works at Prairie Ford in Stanley. My mom, she works at the daycare here in, Berthold.
Right on.
All right. Yeah. Don't forget about your sisters.
Well, they go to school here as well, I guess.
Right, and one's an eighth grader.
One's a second grader. One is a kindergartner.
There we go, yeah. They're all here, all smile and good little girls. Favorite book, you got a favorite book?
I like the Attack on Titan mangas.
Hey, yeah.
The Attack, what did you like about that one?
I don't know, I just thought it was really cool and unique how they had like the Titans and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. For those that don't know Attack on Titan, and Braylon, correct me if I'm wrong for listeners, it's about people that live in a city and there's these giants that are called Titans.
Yeah.
And the Titans want to get into the city to get the people, and the people want to keep them out, essentially.
Yeah, they live in like these walls.
Yeah.
Trying to keep out the Titans.
Yeah, and they have different levels in the city to try to keep the people protected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you read that one?
Oh, this summer, actually.
Just this summer?
Yeah, I went to the library in Minot and found them, and I got into them.
Okay.
Hey,
awesome.
Minot Library is a great place to kind of discover some new stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. Favorite subject in school?
I'd say gym, because it's just you do a lot of fun stuff in there, I guess.
Yeah. Second favorite?
Math, probably.
Math?
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah, I was going to think you'd say math. Favorite school lunch?
I gotta say Crispitos.
Yeah?
They're good.
That's your favorite one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a sour cream guy or just
no sour cream? I just like taco sauce and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep. There seems to be two camps of Crispitos.
Yeah, no doubt.
Those that do sour cream and those that do taco sauce.
No doubt.
And then there's some weirdos that do both, but they're weird.
How about movie? You got a favorite movie that you really enjoy watching?
I can't really think of one, but kind of like Attack of Titan. I watched that show.
You watched the show too?
Yeah.
Did you like the movie better or the book better?
Well, they were like technically the same, so I guess it. But I say with like the book, it's easier to like, you know, go at your pace
yep.
and like try and get everything.
Make sure you understand it and all that kind of stuff. Stuff missing the movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if we got a cartoon character? If you could be a cartoon, or let's say you could hang out with a cartoon character. Who are you hanging out with?
Well, does like anime count? Because like
it does. Yep.
Okay. Well, then like Levi then from Attack on Titan.
From Attack on Titan.
Okay.
He could teach me some stuff.
You're going to Levi there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. How about you got a weekend free? You can do whatever you choose to do on a weekend. What would it look like? What would your weekend look like?
I just stay at home and play video games all day.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
What games do you like, or what are you into right now?
I like Fortnite and Splitgate. I like that one too.
I have not played Splitgate. That's a new one to me.
It's fun.
Do you like to play ranked matches for Fortnite, or are you just for fun?
I'm just, like, personally, I do zero builds because builds are just harder for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot to learn.
It is, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Switching gears here now. What's the kindest thing you've ever done?
I can't really think of any, but I guess, like, hold a door open for somebody or something like that.
Yeah.
Not too.
That's good, man. It's the little daily things that matter.
You're kind to most everybody that you come in contact with.
Yeah.
For the most part, I would say. One thing we would never know about you that you really like doing or have done or something that there none of us, like, I would, nope, they would never know this about me.
That's hard. Well, I don't really like keep secrets from anybody. No. So, like, I guess everybody knows stuff about me.
Yeah, kind of an open book.
Yeah,
you are. There's nothing wrong with that, right? You got any advice for your class? I'm going to ask you this a couple ways now. If you could give one piece of advice to your class, what advice would you give them?
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Yeah.
That's great advice.
Yep. Okay, so your sister's first grade and kindergarten down in the elementary.
Yeah.
As they're working through elementary school, what advice would you give to them?
Again, I'd probably just say, like, be yourself.
Yeah.
Not be the person that you're not.
Yeah, just be good. And how about if you looked at the high school, if you told them, what would you change anything?
I'm not sure. I don't really know anything.
No, I get you. I get you. Is there anything like, because you're a sixth grader moving into the junior high.
Yeah.
Is there anything that makes you nervous?
Yeah, being like the youngest there and stuff, I guess. Yep. Having to get to know, like, all those, like, they change classes and stuff all the time.
Right.
We're kind of doing that right now, but that's like three classes only.
Right. Elaborate on that, though. Tell us a little bit about, you know, because as a fifth grader, you didn't do that. And as a sixth grader, you did. Did you notice any differences?
Yeah, I like it better, like, this way, because then you're not just stuck in one classroom most of the day.
Yeah.
You actually, like, move around.
Get you a chance to move around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else from that standpoint?
No.
No?
That I can think of.
Okay. You got anything else for us? You got any advice for me?
No.
Nothing? No. Well, if I missed, and I think I did, but Braylon is a sixth grader, obviously moving into the junior high next year. And, man, it's been great. There's nothing else you want to give us?
No, I guess not.
Well, it's fantastic, man. We appreciate it.
All right, Braylon, thanks for talking with us today. Coming up after these words, we're going to hear from our first senior spotlight. We've got Mystica Wallace up first here today, so stay tuned for that. Birds All Grain and Seed is a farmer seed company. They specialize in seed sales and feed grade and seed conditioning. Birds All Grain and Seed strives to provide the best and newest varieties that are conditioned to meet their high standards. As a family-owned company, they live their core values of quality, integrity, service, people, and trust. Their motto, a farmer's seed and agronomy company, reminds us daily that their business is built around satisfying the needs of their customers with information they have learned over a long legacy of their own farm. Birds All Grain and Seed is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. We are back here on the Bomber Buzz, and we have our first senior spotlight of the week. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz, Mystica Wallace. Hey, Tika, how are we doing today?
Good.
Good.
Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
We are glad to have you. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Tika. I'm in 12th grade. I like to do arts and crafts. And I also like music.
Music?
Yeah.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to come back to those three.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get a little bit of... But now I'm going to move to your childhood. Tell us a little bit what you were like as a child.
Well, when I was little, no one could really make me talk here. But I hope I really talked. Like, my grandma couldn't shut me up.
Oh, she couldn't, huh? So you were a tale of two worlds, yeah. Huh, when you're at home? Grandma couldn't keep you quiet. When you came to school, nobody could get you to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like it. Have you changed then, since then?
Yeah,
because we get you to talk now.
Yeah. Before I came here, I checked in with Mr. Johnson to tell him, and he was like, it's okay, you like to talk anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. Right. No doubt. So how long have you been going to the Berthold School?
My whole life.
Whole career has been right here. Well, good. Have you grown up as a person? Has it shaped you? What has the school done for you?
It's very eye-opening because I get to teach the school a little bit about, like, disabilities and what I need.
Yep.
Because I'm the first and only kid here with a chair permanently.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've relished in that role, I might add.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty cool. Yeah. I watch people just move out of the way. Yeah. And you and grinning and driving full speed. Here we go. Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So tell me, what do you think? What's the most important lesson you think you have learned while you've been at school?
Probably always being kind to others and watching out for others.
Yep, and you've done a pretty good job of that, I might add, huh?
Yeah.
That is a good lesson. Okay, now we're staying with the school days. Now, what's the happiest moment you can remember having at school?
Probably setting up for junior prom.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your happiest moment, setting up for junior prom, huh? Okay. Well, elaborate. Tell us what was so fun about it.
Like decorating and like having one-on-one with a class.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose figuring you're arts and crafts person, you probably did like that.
Yeah. Some real individual time to hang out with your guys. And
Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to switch gears then. So tell us about some time that you failed at something while you're at school and what'd you learn from it?
Well, I don't really know, but like in seventh grade, I've always been like I failed a class that was my first and only F. In a class.
Yep.
I think it was Roland's.
Mrs. Roland's class in seventh grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've ever since then, my grades are good.
Yep.
So
good for you. So you learned quite a bit from that class. Were you slacking off, or were you just having trouble in it?
I had trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you found out how you got to get help and what you got to do, and been moving in the right direction since.
Ask for help a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a difference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay. Well, let's stay on that track then. What are you most proud of during your Berthold career?
Probably getting on the honor roll.
Yep.
Highest honors since Emma's two above me, and she's one of the valedictorians in my class.
Yeah.
It's been really shocking because my grandma told me freshman year, I told her, like, I wanted to have a 4.0. Mm. And she was like, that's going to be too hard for you. And I don't think you can accomplish that. But I like to say I proved wrong.
You got to prove her wrong. Oh, no doubt. That's pretty good. So tell me a little bit about what motivates you.
Probably my schoolwork and, like, my class. I always find something to do after school, such as going to Cenex and getting a snack if I, like, complete a really hard test.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that.
Okay, so you give yourself a little motivation at the end, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Some personal incentive.
Yeah. That's good. I like it. Okay, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, how do you want your teachers and your classmates to remember you?
First of all, my classmates always smiling and always, like, having a good attitude about everything. Always being a shoulder to lean on when you are having a hard day or something.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay.
I would say we'll definitely remember smiling.
Oh, without
question. You do have a good attitude. Yeah. You've always got a smile when you talk to people. I mean, and that's, I would say that'll definitely be something I remember about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and me telling you to slow down. Huh. Holy cow.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
How about, is there a, like, I didn't know you were a big arts and crafts person, but is there something like that the rest of the people might not know about you that you really enjoy doing, or something that you do that we may not know about?
When I was, like, 7 years old, when I first got my chair, my grandma has 2 videos of me doing this. The first one is I lived on a farm where we had, like, machine shed. And so I would go up and down the road to the machine shed saying, I'm free. Since I got the electric chair.
So you figure since you got your chair, you had some freedom?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty cool.
And another thing is being, like, around that age, I ran into the bushes.
Oh, no.
And, like, right into the bushes.
With your chair?
Yeah. And with the art standpoint, I like just being able to create something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Is there a certain, like, do you like painting or drawing or just... anything in that's kind of arts or crafts?
Cutting things up and making something.
Oh, like collages and things?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
How about music? What was your favorite genre? What do you like listening to the most?
Country.
Country? Oh, do you have a favorite one? Who's your favorite artist?
Like, Kobe Johnson.
Kobe Johnson.
Or Morgan Wallen.
Okay, so you're more of the new country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got you. See, I'm more on that old style, like George Jones, George Strait, little Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Tika.
Yeah.
You know, I never pictured that, but I can see where you thought you were free. You could drive around and out to the machine shed. That's probably where you learned to drive, huh?
Yeah. And when I was little, my classmates would fight over pushing me.
Fight over pushing you?
And Mrs. Lottie actually came into our classroom and made a list for all of them.
Okay.
So they had to take turns. There was no more fighting over who got to push you.
Oh, that's good.
She made a schedule.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, do you have any advice? Like, let's say we went took you down to the sixth graders. What would you tell them now they're moving into the high school ranks?
Ask for help.
Ask for help.
Yeah.
Because it's hard being in one classroom all your life. And now you're transferring all over to other classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know the teachers. And you'll learn that they're always there to help you.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. That's good. How about you got any advice for the high schoolers? You know, like one of the eighth graders or ninth graders, what would you tell them as they're entering their high school career?
I would... Eighth and ninth, coming into freshman year, don't be nervous because it's basically the same thing as your eighth and seventh grade year. There's no difference in that.
Gotcha.
And don't think you're cool.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, good. Anything else you want to add for us or tell us or anything else you want to add?
No.
Oh, well, you've been a wonderful guest. It's been fantastic.
All right. Well, Tika, thanks for talking with us here today. We've got another senior spotlight coming up after this message. Sidelines Bar and Grill, located in downtown Berthold, is your go-to for a tasty meal and a cold drink. Come on down for lunch or after a hard day of work. From burgers and wraps to chicken strips, mozzarella sticks, and more, Sidelines will fill you up and satisfy your cravings. Enjoy great friends and conversation over a refreshing beverage or two. When you're looking for somewhere to relax, Sidelines Bar and Grill has you covered. Sidelines Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. Welcome back to the Bomber Buzz. We have our second senior spotlight of the episode here with us right now is the one and only Mason Work. We have heard about him from several other people, and now the legend is here with us. Mason, it's nice to have you here.
Yeah, nice to be here, guys.
Oh, nice it is, because this is like just like the legend of Mason Rourke. Here we go.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
All right. Well, I'm the youngest of the family. I'm 18 years old. I have an older sister. She is 28. She's a lawyer in Billings, Montana. And then I got a sister that lives in Minot. She's about 23. And, I really don't know if she does work anymore.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, how about, let's talk about you as a child. What have your folks told you about you being when you were little?
Very bashful.
Bashful?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Very, I like to stay in the corner type of guy.
You stay in the corner, stay away from things,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, just lack of attention and all that.
Okay. So how do you feel you've changed since then?
Very outgoing now. Yeah. I like to do stuff, more activities.
Yep.
Explore.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. I would never consider you bashful, I guess, but maybe.
I would say in junior high, you were certainly not as outgoing as you are now. So I could see that change over the years.
Okay, gotcha. So you've been going to the Berthold School your whole career.
Correct.
Huh?
Tell us a little bit about how it shaped you as a person.
I don't know. I mean, I got to know myself a little better, know my friends better. Loving the small town. Always love small town. Just very easy going here. I mean, couldn't ask more.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But it sounds like it's brought you away from that shyness a little bit too, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting in the comfort zone. And
yeah.
That's good. You got any lessons that you think you've learned over the course of the 12 years? Are some of the most important lessons you've learned?
Respect is one big one, because if you don't give it, you're not going to receive it. So
yeah,
just always respect people.
No doubt.
That's a good one. I like it.
For sure.
Without question. How about what's the happiest moment of your Berthold High School career?
Probably just sports, actually. I mean, you're out of school for one, you know, and you get to enjoy time with your friends. I mean, really. I mean, just go have some fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I can't say that. I mean, you had to be a little bit pleased about just earning all region in the football side of things.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? It'd be a little bit pleasing, you know, behind the scenes.
I mean, didn't expect it, but yeah. Pretty enjoying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kind of modest. I know you're kind of modest. I get it, but thought I'd throw that in there for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How about a time you failed at something, and what did you learn from the experience?
Math.
Math?
Yeah. As soon as they started to bring the alphabet into the numbers, that's when I started to lack math.
Yeah.
So I'd say math. Not a big guy.
Yeah. So. Well, have you learned anything from it?
Stick to dividing and timesing.
Yeah.
But very important. So.
Yeah. Without a doubt. How about something that you're most proud of?
I guess just having people that I like to be around with. I mean, because if you don't really enjoy those people, you're not going to really want to be around here or anything. So you got to make with what you got.
Yeah.
Enjoy things.
Yeah.
How about what motivates you?
Oh, ending school.
Yeah. Ending school? That's what's motivating you?
Yeah. I mean,
well, that couldn't have been what was motivating you back in eighth grade. You're thinking,
it was.
Four more years. All right. 3 more years. Huh?
I mean, definitely. Clocking it down. I mean, no, I've been waiting all this day. I've been waiting.
You haven't had it taped on your mirror or anything, have you?
No.
Okay.
I do got a calendar at home that I just keep on marking the boxes.
Check it off?
Yeah. I do got that.
Hey, you're almost through.
Oh, Mason.
Yeah.
How about your classmates and teachers? How do you want to be remembered by them?
Pretty funny guy, I guess.
Agreed.
I'd always make someone smile, no matter what it was. So, teachers, I mean, I lacked a little bit, but at the end...
What do you mean you lacked a little bit?
Some of the times I lacked.
Oh.
Just because I'd always be doing some farm work, you know, so... I guess lacking a homework, and then they'd be nagging at me and telling me to get it done. So then I get it done a week later.
Let's be careful how we use that word, nagging.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it nagging. I'd say maybe it's a little bit of a boost, you know, a little encouraging. A
little bit.
We use, I mean,
a little bit.
Like, you know, teachers use the word encouragement, and then the students use the word nagging. And I'm like, come on now.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all a perception, without a doubt. Okay, something that we might not know about you. That we might not know about you already. Something that you do that we may not know. Are you an open book?
I like to play pool.
You like to play pool?
Yeah.
You're a billiards guy, huh?
Yeah.
What are you, 8 ball or?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Eight or nine, yeah. I like to play some tournaments with my grandpa and whatnot.
Okay.
So, yeah, I learned a lot from him. And probably will be doing that in my 30s to 60s.
Really? Sure. Playing a little pool, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a little 8 ball.
Yeah.
Do they still play snooker?
I think so.
Have you ever done that one?
No, I haven't. No.
When I was growing up, we had a big snooker hall in.
Really?
Down in the basement of the,
Used to walk in there. Still, I always had a hard time playing, figuring out how to play it, just watching people. But
Awesome. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
How about advice? I'm going to ask you twofold here. If we were to walk down to the sixth grade, remember back when Mason was a sixth grader? Let's say you're these guys down here, and now they got to, you know, trek down to the junior high, make the walk through the high school. You got any advice for them?
Enjoy being a kid, because it's going to get really tough really soon.
Yeah, so. It's going to change.
Yeah.
How about your high school friends that are still here? What do you got? What advice you got for them?
Don't worry about doing your homework on time.
What?
I mean,
disagree with that advice.
You got time. Just don't get into a tough situation to the point you're worrying about it every night.
Yeah.
But worry enough that you got to get it done. So. Just
do you carry that same philosophy over on when it comes to planting and harvesting?
Yeah, no.
Don't worry about it.
No,
just don't worry about it. It can get seeded. We're fine. It'll get combined. What are you worried about?
It's a little different there.
So you changed.
The real world's a little different here. School, you just kind of, I don't know. Just don't worry about it too much. Just keep enjoying what you're doing.
Oh, I agree with you. Enjoy as much as you can. How about future plans? What do you got?
In the fall, I'll be attending BSC for agronomy.
For agronomy?
Yeah.
What do you plan on doing with that?
Just using it as a background on the farm.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, and plus I can help myself knowing a little bit more.
For sure.
Right. So.
See, so education is important. You just got to find the right niche.
I mean, depends what you're going to do the rest of your life.
Without a doubt. I don't disagree.
So, yeah, in terms of that, it doesn't matter. But I'll still probably be turning assignments in a little later.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I don't, without a doubt.
What you think that college professor will nag on you or encourage you?
A little bit of both, I would say.
What if they don't do either?
Well, then I guess it is what it is, right?
Yeah, but if they don't encourage or nag and you don't get it in, you know what that means. It's like, well, you didn't tell me it wasn't in. Well, that's not. You're a big boy now. You're a big boy. I'm just having some fun with you.
No, yeah. I know.
I can't leave it unnoticed.
Right.
You got anything else for us?
No, just keep enjoying what you're doing. Be good at it, though.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
If you're not good at it, you're not going to accomplish much goals.
Yeah. No.
So.
It's worth putting in the work.
Yeah, it is.
Agreed. Good stuff, Mace. Anything else, man? We appreciate it.
Yeah, Noah.
Well, thank you, Mason, for being with us today on the Bomber Buzz. H&L Safety and Supply has everything you need to run a proper work site. Tools, lighting, porta-johns, and more. Purchase or rent the things you need. H&L Safety and Supply is a family-owned business that exemplifies small-town values. For over 13 years, they have been serving their clients with top-notch customer service and excellent equipment. For all your worksite needs, call H&L Safety and Supply at 701-624-2183. H&L Safety and Supply is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. You've been listening to The Bomber Buzz. The Bomber Buzz is our weekly podcast from the Bomber Nation. If you have something that you would like to hear or if you have questions or comments, please email us at bomberbuzz@mylcsd.us or go ahead and call the school. If you'd like to be on this podcast, give us a buzz. We'll get you on here. Make sure to like and subscribe so that you get updates of every new podcast. We put out new podcasts on Fridays. Thank you. Have a good night and fly high, Bombers.